It's the after show at warm1013.com. Tony, Christy, and Nikki. And I promised I would get this. We'll get it out of the way first. Okay, Christy? All right. Oh, there you are.
We're going right in with this. All right.
Right,
fair enough. Go ahead.
Now, it's probably a good thing that Nikki does not drink coffee.
Why is this?
Well,
besides, I would be like bouncing off the walls.
Right. Coffee is good for your sex life, especially if you're a woman. It increases the woman's libido.
Are you for real?
A study out of the University of Texas in Austin looked how caffeine might affect a woman's level of arousal. And, it does. That's all I'm going. I'm not saying anything more. Don't ask me.
Why do these studies come out like every week? Do guys get together and go, look who we got this week?
Well, here's what it is.
Drink coffee.
Studies are done when they say University of such and such.
It's men.
They're done. Well, they're done by grad students, basically, and other grad students.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
much
what it comes down to. Coffee enhances athletic performance. So, again, we can just leave that one alone, Nikki.
So I'm wondering, now that I'm the new mom role, mm-hmm. That really coffee just gives you enough energy to even do it.
Maybe. That's, that could be something.
I mean, half the time, even in newlyweds, we're like, oh, my gosh, we're tired.
Interesting how that works out.
As soon as you get married, I'm too tired.
Us, Christy. We are known to. I was a cross-country runner.
Oh, okay? That's right. She's got stamina.
I'm all about endurance.
Stabby.
Yes, baby. So this is why we didn't do this on the air.
Yes, exactly. The exact reason why.
Exactly.
And I've already heard too much.
I know.
So. Well, speaking of marriages and being together a long time and what you do with your free time, we were with some friends camping over the weekend, and I was asking my friends Jen and Vinny. They've been married about 13 years. I said, so is it weird that Shane and I talk to each other in kind of baby voices?
Oh, like, no, that happens. Yeah.
We're like, hey, Boo Bear, how you doing? Like, it's silly, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. And Vinny turns to me and says, yeah, talk to me in 13 years.
Yeah.
They, rolled their eyes at us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything in the beginning is so different.
Yeah, my Boo Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed you.
You're
baby.
Excited to see him every time he walks to the door.
I'm like,
yes.
I need cuddles and kisses.
Yes. Can't wait till he gets home.
Yeah. Why are we doing this? I listen to myself. I'm like, you're talking like a baby. You're 41.
It happens. It's a great experience. Enjoy it. It's a fun time.
Yes.
Don't feel stupid.
Hopefully it never goes away.
Well, I'll tell you something that my wife and I have done, and our children, well, my daughter does it with her wife now. We have a little heart, okay, a little toy heart that we hide on each other. And we gave one to my niece and her new husband. We gave one to my daughter and her wife.
You didn't give one to me when I got married?
You're right, Christy.
This explains it all.
I knew it!
I didn't think it was, first of all, I didn't think it was going to work on you. But we just hide it around now. Sometimes you hide it in a spot where you want her to see it right away, and sometimes you hide it. Like right now, she hid it, and I don't know where it is. Okay, and it might be days, and then all of a sudden you come across and go, oh, and then you text her, I found my heart. And so it's just kind
of. How do you know she hid it? She texts you and says,
No, because when I hide it, she has to find it, and then I look in the place that I hid it, and it's not there anymore. I know she has it, and then she hid it.
Oh, it's cute. Who came up with this idea?
Of course, my wife did. She comes up with everything romantic. I just follow along like most men do. Okay.
She has to come up with her own thing so that he'll continue to be romantic.
So we do it, and our niece and her husband do it, and another niece is getting married soon, so she'll be doing it. And it's just fun. It's just a cute little thing that we do, and just one of those little shorthands that says I love you. So it's just a nice thing. And we've been doing that for years and years and years. We don't do baby talk, I don't think. I'll have to check next time.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I don't think we do baby talk.
I think that baby talk ship has sailed. I know it has for me too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you did it.
Of course.
Okay.
We've all done it. Mm-hmm. At least I'm pretty sure. Maybe not. I don't know. I can't remember that far back, Nikki. It's been so long. But yeah, I think that it's a good feeling. I still get excited when Jason gets home. I still look forward to seeing him. I know you guys don't believe me.
I know you do.
I do, and that's how it always has been. Least
He's
annoying man
person.
I ever met. So
What did you say? Least annoying man?
Yep. That's why I married him.
That's why he was the least annoying out of all her suitors.
Yes. So I married him.
That's that was in the vows, by the way.
No, in the vows was for richer or richer.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We're still waiting on it, okay?
Oh, God. So what else?
Oh, it's Monday, dude.
I know.
I did have a terrible dream the other day.
Okay.
I had a terrible dream that I was violent towards my mother.
Wow, oh, oh boy. She better move back to Florida real soon.
So I told her, so she's been joking around with me. She goes, does this mean something? I was like, I don't know, but I don't have any want to like harm you. It was very strange.
I don't know.
Maybe this is the inner you really coming
this
out.
This is the inner
I don't know.
Right?
That's what she thinks, though, but I don't think it is. Wow. Isn't that weird? It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go there. It's weird.
I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
And she goes, you really want me out of your house?
Yes.
I couldn't say no.
I can't imagine why you'd want her there. I've been having some very vivid dreams lately.
Yeah.
And the last couple of nights, very vivid. I mean, and they last a long time. I usually have dreams that are like very quick. But these dreams, I'm sure you've had this one. I'm going to say it. I have to go to the bathroom dream. And I'm trying to go to the bathroom. And then I realize, I better get up before I go to the bathroom in my bed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I did that when I was 6.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes it's too late. I did that when I was 41. Whoops.
I think we're good now.
Okay. All right. That's the after show. Go share it with your friends on all the socials. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.